Also, the United States has criticized Israel's planned settlement constructions in the occupied West Bank. The U.S. State Department has issued a statement saying it is deeply concerned about Tel Aviv's decision to build new units in the occupied territories. The statement says the plans are, quote, corrosive to the cause of peace. The Israeli regime has announced approvals for more than 1,000 settler units in the occupied territories. The statement by the U.S. State Department also slammed Israel's ongoing practice of demolishing Palestinian homes and structures, which has left dozens of Palestinians homeless. Now we go back to our top story, and that was Israel's raid of a Palestinian refugee camp in the occupied West Bank. For more of that, we're joined by human rights activist Kevin Nish, who joins us right now live out of Vancouver, BC in Canada. Mr. Nish, thank you so much for joining us. The question that arises here is, why would Israel attack a refugee camp? I mean, the name says it, it's a refugee camp. What danger would it pose to Israel? Why would it attack a Palestinian refugee camp?
Well, you got to presuppose that the Israelis even acknowledge it as being a refugee camp, which I'm sure they legally don't. In their own minds, they don't. So it's just, what can I say? I was in Bethlehem, the Heshe refugee camp, in 2002 when the Israelis attacked and shot people in the street and blew things up, and I witnessed the whole thing. So that was in 2002, and that was during the Easter assault when they attacked the Church of Nativity and Manger Square, and really nothing has changed since then. It's like a broken record. They attacked in January. They attacked just last May. They attacked again in Dehesha. They attacked last July. It's just over and over and over again. But why would they do it? Because the Palestinians refuse to surrender. That's about it in a nutshell. If the Palestinians continue to resist, then the Israelis are going to continue to attack them. Anyways, what else can I say?
Mr. Nish, another question that we've been always asking: how come Israel can continue with its persistent, non-stop, and unhindered aggressions against Palestinians in the occupied territories, be it in the form of home demolitions, as we have been reporting in the news, displacing Palestinians, raiding Palestinians, as we have had on even a Palestinian refugee camp, arrests, arbitrary detentions? How come nobody's talking about it? If it had been happening in any other country, everybody would have been crying foul, including the U.S., the West, the European states, all those so-called supporters of human rights.
Yeah, an example for you is there's been no coverage of this assault in the Western media here. And all these assaults I just mentioned, they simply don't exist as far as Western media and as far as Western politicians. It's Israel, because of its close relations to the United States and the U.S. imperialism in the Middle East, it gets a free hand. I guess you call it the cat's paw for the United States, and they get a free hand, and they know it. So I wish you could say there's some hope in the future, but with the horrendous choice that they have in the United States of either Donald Trump or Hillary Clinton, I mean it's damned if you do and damned if you don't. It doesn't look good for any sort of a future. As far as the Americans changing their position, but the Palestinians, it's been how many years now? I think do the math, and well over 60 years now they've been resisting, and they're certainly not going to quit now. So I would hope the Israelis would realize this and make peace, but I guess there's huge egos and a lot of money involved, and they're just not going to do that.
It's not something the Palestinians can achieve alone without enjoying some and receiving some sort of international support and backing?
Well, they have international support. They have people in the streets. They have the common citizens. I mean, any citizen here that I've run into who's actually informed about the issue of Palestine-Israel, if they know something about the issue, then they're supporting the Palestinians. I saw this after I came back from the Maggia Marmara, when the Israelis killed the 10 activists on the Maggia Marmara, and I was on board. I came back. For the most part, Canadians were completely uninformed about the issue, and because the Maggia Marmara assault, it was brought into the media, and people realized what was going on, if they spent a moment, and once they realized what was going on, they were on the Palestinian side. I saw it over and over again, just common citizens approaching me and saying, how could the Israelis do this, these awful things? But as I say, these assaults that happen in Palestine, they're not covered in the Western media. They just won't deal with them. And if the average citizen in Canada or the United States doesn't get any information, and they're not seeing press TV, I mean, they're not even seeing Al Jazeera. So they're not getting informed. And if they're not informed, then they're more than likely going to side with the Donald Trumps and the Hillary Clintons of the world and ignore the Palestinians, unfortunately. But the tide is turning. It's the BDS campaign is working. The boycott, divestment, and sanctions movement is working, and just as it worked in South Africa. And there's more and more churches, again, informed people.
Mr. Nish, thank you so much.
People.
I'm afraid I have to jump in as we're running out of time, but I really appreciate you joining us.
Well,
that was Kevin Nish, human rights
calling.
Activist, talking to us out of Vancouver.